This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In Brussels, the passing away of Colonel Gaddafi has been hailed as the end of a brutal and bloody era of repression in Libya. As Vanessa Mock reports, the European Union has promised to support Libya through its transition to what is hoped will be a peaceful and democratic future.
The news of Gaddafi's death has been greeted here in Brussels with unreserved relief. Speaking just as the news was confirmed, the European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said he hoped Libyans would now be able to move on from a bloody chapter in their shared history.
What we can say is that this marks an era, the end of an era of despotism. And I believe it was about time to come to an end to this era because the Libyan people have suffered for too long. So what I hope now is that today's people of Libya can embrace freedom, building a new democratic future.
The EU is among the first to recognise the new authorities in Libya, and it's already donated 150 million in direct aid to the country. Michael Mann, the spokesman for the EU's High Representative Catherine Ashton, said Europe would continue its commitment to rebuilding the country.
We are part of the Friends of Libya group. And we have been tasked with a number of things to help with the future rebuilding of Libya. We're looking into communication, we're looking into women's rights, we're looking into helping civil society groups, we're looking into security sector reform.
But privately there are also concerns about where Libya is headed. Diplomats have been concerned about some of the reported abuses committed by the new leadership and questioning whether they were up to the job of rebuilding the fabric of this divided country. Cersei Buzek heads up the European Parliament and is headed to Libya on Saturday.
Today marks a new impetus towards democratic change through the creation of an interim government. The transition must be inclusive and pave the way for political pluralism. The new democratic system must be based on the rule of law and respect for fundamental rights of all citizens.
Down at the road at NATO headquarters, officials said they were unsure if one of their airplanes had killed Gaddafi, but they said that his death would now bring an end to their current operations in the country. The alliance has been in Libya since the end of March in a mission led by Britain and France. Operations, though, have divided its members and drained the military budgets of those who've taken part in it. And the alliance has made clear it will pull out just as soon as it gets the signal from the new authorities. Vanessa Mock, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brussels.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.